Open Windows, March the 2nd. God's One Purpose. God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace. 2 Timothy 1, verse 9. The Lord Jesus did not come in just as a rescuer of man and of man's lot. We should almost be led to believe, by certain emphases, that redemption is the greatest thing in the universe, and that all God's interest is in redemption, and that we should be occupied solely with redemption. Redemption is a great thing. We can never, never exaggerate, and I doubt whether we ever shall know what a great thing redemption is. And yet, great as redemption in its scope, in its depth, in its cost, redemption is only incidental to the eternal purpose. Christ came into time to rescue his own inheritance. In that, of course, man is rescued. But it is something very much bigger than that. It relates to the Son primarily, and until the Lord's people get the right attitude, the right point of view, that is, that all things in God's full and final concern are centred in God's Son, they have not come into line with all God's resource. While the direction is towards ourself, redemption, sanctification, glorification, and so on, or towards anything less than the Son himself, we have not got God's dynamic for accomplishing his work, and therefore it becomes necessary, as the sufficient, the adequate basis of the Holy Spirit's operation, that there should be a revelation of Jesus Christ in the heart, for it is in relation to him, and what God has purposed concerning him, that all the energies of God are released and made active.